ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. ദാമോദരാഷ്ട്രികം ടെക്സ്റ്റ് 5. ഇതം തേ മുഖാംബോജമത്യന്തനീലൈർ പൃഥം കുന്തലൈ സ്നിഗ്ധരക്തൈശ്ച ഗോപ്യ മുഹുശ്ചുംബിതാം ബിംബരക്താധരം മേ നസ്യാവിരാശിതം അലം ലക്ഷലാഭൈ. സോ ഹിയർ സത്യവ്രത് മുനി ഈസ് ടേക്കിംഗ് ദിസ് മെഡിറ്റേഷണൽ വിഷൻ ഓഫ് ദാമോദർ in a close-up. So in the previous verse, he has said, idam te vapurnatha gopala bala. So the focus was on the full body. This is an extraordinary form of the Lord as a small child. But now he's taking the vision closer and he's focusing on the face of the Lord. So idam te mukhambojam, mukhambojam. The face is like a lotus. Now lotus has the special characteristic that it can be amidst dirt and still stay untouched by dirt. And similarly, when the Lord descends to this material world, he remains transcendental even when he is present in the material situation. That's how he's like a lotus. Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta neelair, atyanta neelair. Extraordinarily beautiful he is. Prutam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya. So here Krishna's vision is not separated from his devotee's vision. In Damodar Leela, the focus is on Krishna in the balyaras or in the parental pastimes with his mother. So vritam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya. So Krishna has got a bluish black complexion. He has got silken curly hair, and all of this vision adds to his beauty. Kuntalai snigdha, silken hair he has. Raktaischa gopya, muhuschumbitam bimba raktadharam me. So the gopi, that is Yashodamai, she has kissed him repeatedly. So Yashodamai kisses Krishna when at various times when the waves of affection in her heart go so deep and so strong that they flood out of the heart. And they become stronger and stronger. Muhushchumbitam bimba raktadharam me sadame manasya avirashtam kimanye. So sadame manasya avirashtam alam lakshalabhai. So there are two similar verses, and in both verses what Satyavrata Muni is telling is, let this vision continue. The previous vision was സദാമെ മനസ്യാ അവിരാശിതം കിമനി മനസ്യാവിരാശിതം അലം ലക്ഷലാഭൈ. സോ ദ മീനിങ് മോർ ഇസ് മോർ ഓഫ് സെയിം, ബട്ട് ദേ ആർ ദ ഫോക്കസ് ഓഫ് സദാമെ മനസ്യാവിരാശിതം. സദ ലെറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഓൾവേസ് ബി ദേർ. കിമന്യേ, വാട്ട് അതേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് എനി യൂസ് ഹിയേഴ്സ്? മനസ്യാവിരാശിതം അലം ലക്ഷലാഭൈ. ലക്ഷലാഭൈ മീൻസ് ഈവൻ ലക്ഷം. ക്രോർസ് ഓഫ് അതേഴ്സ് ബെനിഫിറ്റ്സ് ആർ ഓഫ് നോ കമ്പാരിസൺ. നൗ Krishna is Rasaraj. And how does he act as Rasaraj? By reciprocating in pure love with every devotee's mood. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse which describes how Krishna reciprocates and manifests in an appropriate form for every devotee's enhancement of rasa. So, yadyadhyaturugaya vibhavayanti tattadvapu praniyase sadanugrahaya. So yadyadhya, what to urugaya vibhavayanti. So urugaya, that Lord who is glorified by extraordinary poetry. Dhya means, so according to one's own mentality, according to one's own intelligence, according to one's own consciousness, a devotee approaches the Lord in a particular mood, and then accordingly tattadvapu praniyase, the Lord manifests in a corresponding vapu, in a corresponding form. Praniyase sadanugrahaya, out of his mercy for that devotee. So in the Anand Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karanapur takes this principle ahead, and he describes that just as Krishna can manifest in different forms, as Narasimha, as Vishnu, as Vamana, depending on the mood of the devotee and the appropriateness required for the pastime. Similarly, within Krishna Leela also, Krishna can manifest different forms depending on what his required to enhance a particular rasa and a particular pastime the most. So, he says, just as Krishna is the source of all Vishnu forms, similarly, he says, Kishora Krishna, the youthful Krishna is the source of all forms. So, Krishna performs three main rasas pastimes. He performs pastimes in the Sakya Ras, in the Vatsalya Ras, and in the Madhurya Ras. So, now, in the Madhurya Ras, the Kishora form is the best suited. The Madhurya pastimes cannot be performed with the Krishna as a baby or even Krishna as a small boy. Krishna is Kishora. So, the Kishora Rupa, the youthful form of Krishna, is the Madhurya Rasa Vigraha or Madhurya Rasa Ashraya. It is that form that Kishora pastimes are performed. And then there is a Pauganda Rupa of Krishna. That is between, he is between the age of 5 and 10. And that is the time when Krishna performs childhood pastimes or boyhood pastimes with his Sakhas. That is the Sakya Rasa Vigraha. And then there is the Bala Rupa, the child. And that is the Kumara Rupa, as it says. Kaumara is till the age of 5. So Kumara Rupa, as we can say, small form, that is the Vatsalya Rasa Vigraha. So here, because this pastime is primarily focusing on Vatsalya, so Satyavrata Muni is meditating on that form. And he's saying, and how beautiful is this Krishna, that he who is the source of the effulgence of the Brahman, now he's manifesting a form. And what is this form? There are beautiful lips, and there are the imprints of the kisses that Yashoda Mai has imprinted on him. And then there is this form which is covered over with his locks of hair. So this is the form that I want to see. The spiritual vision is devotional and personal for a bhakta. Every devotee has an individual relationship with Krishna, and Krishna reveals one's own beauty and glory according to that devotional vision. So, Kusatyat Muni is saying, what can I, Lakshala Bhai, as compared to one's own Swarupa and the sweetness that one relishes within that Swarupa, as compared to that, everything else pales into insignificance. Lam Lakshala Bhai, even crores of other benefits are of no use. I want only this, my dear Lord. I don't want anything else. And this is what same mood we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ashtakaliya Leela. There, when the devotees had seen certain extraordinary pastimes of Krishna as they had happened with him, and they want to just relish those pastimes. We see that Kolavicha Sridhar was so extraordinarily poor. But still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to him and would bargain with him. And while bargain, they would sometimes appear as if it were haggling. This price. And Chaitanya Bhagavat described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes spend hours just talking with him, teasing him, haggling with him. And then at the end of all the haggling, he would just take the food and go away. And Kolavicha Sridhar would think, he's a Brahmana. I cannot resist. And moreover, if I try to resist also, he's so tall and well-built, he may beat me up also. So he's a Brahmana, let me give it as a charity to him. So when who was a Brahmana was doing such power, actually Kolavicha Sridhar was not exactly a Brahmana, I'm sorry. But he was thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Brahmana, and he was a person who would do the menial work, relatively speaking, of taking the plants and selling the vegetables, selling the fruits, selling the cups. And he was thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Brahmana. So he was poverty stricken. In fact, Chaitanya Bhagavat says he was so poverty stricken that his pot, which he would use for tumbler or pot which he would use for bathing and other things, that had so many holes that even the most desperate thief would not consider stealing it. So it was utterly valueless. Yet when he came in front of the Lord, what did he ask? The Ashtakaliya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a mood of giving benedictions, whatever a devotee wanted to that devotee. And this devotee simply asked, my dear Lord, that form in which you would come and haggle with me, bargain with me, please reveal that form to me. Not just now, but forever and ever. This is the mood. But once the Lord captivates the heart of a devotee in a particular rasa, then that is the rasa in which the devotee wants to relish forever and ever. And as Satyavrata Muni is meditating, the devotee is captivated by the form of Gopal, and not just the form of Gopal, the face of Gopal, and he's saying, "Alam lakshala bhai, crores of other benedictions are of no use to me, my dear Lord, of no use. Thank you. Hare Krishna."